Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Global Cancer Symposium 2.0. My name is Nathan Crane. I'm the award-winning filmmaker of Cancer, the Integrative Perspective, as well as the director of the Health and Healing Club. You can learn more about that at healthandhealingclub.com. But today I am really honored and excited to be talking with Dr. Antonio Jimenez, also lovingly known as Dr. Tony, about the financial burden of cancer, assessing your options to manage a cancer diagnosis. You know, we were just talking briefly behind the scenes, if you will, about one of the major concerns for anybody dealing with a chronic disease or chronic diagnosis like cancer is the financial concern. One, how much is this going to cost me? Two, am I even going to have enough money to really follow through with the treatments needed? And three, am I going to be able to, you know, am I going to outlive my money, right? And so these are all valid concerns, and these are also really important topics we're going to be covering in this interview. Not only things you can do, effective treatments you can do for yourself at home that are free or very low cost, but also what are the low cost to mid-tier cost to higher cost integrative, natural, or even conventional treatments, right, that you need to be prepared for, and how can you deal with those things financially? How can you overcome that burden? How can you overcome the fear? This is an interview about how can you make more money. It's not about that. It's about, you know, recognizing what our fears are, recognizing what our best approach can be, what is the efficacy of these treatments, and what is the cost you need to be aware of. And then so you're more empowered to say, here's all the things I can do, and here's my dream things that I'd love to do, or here's the things that I absolutely can't afford or will make sure I do financially make happen for myself because my life depends on it, right? So we're going to get into all that. I do encourage you to take notes. I do encourage you to, you know, listen to this again and again, because you'll learn things the second or third time that you might have missed the first time. But let me read Dr. Tony's bio. He's truly an extraordinary leader in the field of integrative medicine and integrative cancer treatment. And then we'll bring him on. Okay. So Dr. Antonio Jimenez is an MD, medical doctor, and an ND, a naturopathic doctor, and he's the founder and chief medical officer of the world-renowned Hope for Cancer Treatment Centers, which are operating in Mexico and Tijuana and Cancun, also in Thailand, and he's a globally recognized leader in integrative oncology. Dr. Jimenez received his MD from the Autonomous University of Guadalajara, Faculty of Medicine in Mexico, and for over 25 years. He has dedicated his life to the study, clinical research, and implementation of integrative non-toxic treatments. Known for his development of the 7 key principles of cancer therapy, which hopefully we'll have enough time to get into those today as well, which he has a great book on the subject. Dr. Jimenez is an established speaker who's been featured at events, including our own Global Cancer Symposium. He's also in my award-winning film, Cancer, the Integrative Perspective. He has taught at the Truth About Cancer Live Symposium, the Anti-Cancer Revolution, as well as many others. Throughout his career, he's traveled to more than 70 nations, learning, training, and researching innovative cancer care methods and technologies. His experience and expertise have seen him successfully pioneer effective non-toxic treatments such as photodynamic therapy, which I want to learn about, and emerging immunotherapies as well. He's also an accomplished author. His most recent book, I encourage you to go pick up, is called Hope for Cancer, 7 Principles to Remove Fear and Empower Your Healing Journey. Certainly a foundational book that everyone should read. Dr. Tony further propels his mission to share the vital healing knowledge of his medical discoveries with the world. And he provides his patients with a lifelong structure for healing built around science, education, and empowerment. His website is hopeforcancer.com, hopeforcancer.com. Go take a look at it right after this interview. Dr. Tony, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, Nathan, you're so kind. It's my honor to be here at this Global Cancer Symposium. And yeah, I reiterate what you say. The viewers, the listeners should share this information and let's empower ourselves. When else in history, Nathan, have we been in this situation where fear of all types and lack of power is so prevalent? So I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yeah, and I'm honored. I mean, you're truly a pioneer in the space, and you know, you have so much to contribute to this topic. And certainly with backgrounds in naturopathic medicine as well as conventional medicine and then integrative medicine, you know, you're the perfect leader to be speaking on this topic. So thanks for taking the time with us. And, you know, let's really dive right in. I mean, so many people, right, who are dealing with cancer are struggling financially and have the fear that the costs will be honestly too much of a burden for them to handle. Yet, it's also their life we're talking about, right? So please talk about the difference initially in, and we'll get into how to deal with some of these fears and also, you know, some of the things that people can actually do and recognize that, you know, the fear could be holding you back from actually healing and what you can do about that as well, but also empower you with things that are free and low cost, as well as effective, you know, middle to upper tier cost things, as I mentioned in the introduction. But kind of first question to lay the framework, what are some of the differences in cost in general between natural medicine, conventional medicine, and then integrative medicine? So that's part one, right? Difference in cost. And then how can someone start to wrap their minds around what it's truly going to take financially for effective treatment?
Well, that's a pretty loaded question there, Nathan. Let's attack it. Number one is that Hope for Cancer Treatment Centers in Tijuana, we opened in the year 2000. And so it's been a long history, a lot of experience. And initially, 94% of our patients were stage four, that they were told that either there's nothing that we can do at the point of diagnosis or they had exhausted all conventional therapies, and some of them out of pocket. And so by the time they contact us, it's like, you know, they have no money. So they're wondering how could they avail themselves to integrative cancer treatment. Throughout the years, that has shifted a little bit. Now it's about 70, 75% of our patients are in stage four, right? So more patients are coming to us in earlier stages of cancer. And why do I say this with respect to finances? I say this because no matter what stage you're in, remember that your life has no cost. I mean, it's invaluable. You're a child of the Most High. You are worth it for yourself and for your loved ones. So first of all, recognize that you're worth it. You have the opportunity to heal, you have the opportunity to improve your quality of life and to live much longer and or go into remission. And we have patients that, you know, many, many years later, including my dad, died of something else. He died of heart disease after 20 plus years of being diagnosed with prostate cancer. So the cost of conventional therapy, for example, there's something now in most recent years called immunotherapy. And this is when you're targeting specific receptor sites on cancer cells. These are called PD or PD-L1 receptor sites, CTLA-4. So these are like doors and windows, if you will, on the cancer cells. So these immunotherapies block these. And so now the cancer can progress and, you know, they start to break away. One injection of these so-called immunotherapies can cost up to $18,000. And if you need one a month, well, this adds up very quickly. And of course, chemotherapy, you know, the cost is so much. And then there's something else called oncolytic virotherapy. There was one that was recently approved by the FDA in the U.S., targeting melanoma. It's called T-VEC, T as in Tom, T-V-E-C. That is an oncolytic virus. It comes from the viral family to target cancer. So these are extremely expensive medications and products. When we talk about immunotherapy of Hope for Cancer, we're talking about an integrative approach. We're talking about upregulating your God-given immune system. And when is that more important than now in 2020, right, Nathan? So
exactly.
Yeah. So sorry.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So the cost of conventional cancer treatments are exceedingly high. We had a patient that recently contacted us that they had spent $1 million that their insurance didn't cover. And now they come and, you know, they're in advanced stage four, makes our work much more difficult. And they've exhausted all their savings, which was quite a bit. So conventional therapy, then that falls into standard of care, of course. And what we like to say, and I'll quote from information that we provide. A big thing here is that we always say that the patient has to understand that they are worth it. Although the treatment may be a big financial burden, their life is worth the cost. And you have to realize and sometimes get surprised at what options that there are for fundraising or reimbursement possibilities. This happens a lot, and we'll discuss this further. But we believe that healing should not put you out of a house or, you know, out of your home. And it is our mission at Hope for Cancer to make cancer care accessible and affordable for patients at, you know, of all backgrounds. And whether it comes from your own savings, whether it comes from other possibilities, we could discuss that. But the main thing here is don't live in fear with the diagnosis, and don't go into fear financially, because those two will suppress your immune system, will make your possibilities of healing for whatever treatment you do much less.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, that's definitely what we need more of today, right? Is more effective cancer treatments that are also affordable and accessible for anyone or most people, right? And I mean, you outlined it really well that unfortunately conventional medicine today is extremely expensive. I mean, you're talking tens of thousands. There's a new therapy coming out, $100,000 a pop, and you have to do it every month, right? And these 18,000, 20,000, 30,000 treatments that you're doing weekly or monthly, one, they're going to add up tremendously over months and years. Two, if your insurance isn't covering much, it's got to come out of pocket. Three, a lot of these, unfortunately, conventional treatments have a very low effective rate. They're not actually very efficacious, right? And so there are times where conventional treatment is very beneficial and would be a great choice for somebody dealing with cancer, right? But those really need to be assessed carefully. At least I would say that you really need to assess all your options before you choose a very invasive, potentially highly toxic, and always very expensive conventional treatment option, right? If there are more natural or integrative approaches that are more accessible and in often cases can even be more efficacious, right?
If I could interrupt Nathan for a moment, I put it very simply. There's two types of cancer. There's smart cancers and there's stupid cancers. 1% of all cancers are stupid cancers. Those are like chronic myelogenous leukemia and a few others. So these cancers, you do one treatment, you do a monotherapy and great results until that monotherapy maybe ceases to work. And then you do another monotherapy of the same family, a cousin of the first one you use, and patients do very well. But 99% of all cancers are smart cancers. Mm. And so you need multiple therapies. This is why, you know, 18,000 per pop, we're only talking about one drug, and that's not going to give us an effective outcome. You need multiple drugs. And those that are watching and listening us, maybe they have been on chemo, and usually it's not one chemo. You get two, three, and maybe four, and then plus a steroid, and plus, and plus, and plus. So the numbers financially add up so, so much. And the thing is to remember, to target these smart cancers, which is a big topic, but to target these smart cancers, you really have to know the characteristics and the hallmarks of cancer, none of which are approached by conventional standard of care oncology in these smart cancers. So, you know, it's so common that we see these types of patients that want to come to Hope for Cancer, and they don't know what their options are.
Yeah, we want to get into more of that too. And, you know, you mentioned immunotherapy, and, you know, you talk about integrative immunotherapy, which I want you to you know, please tell us more what that is, how it looks, even potential cost and things like that, what people can do to support themselves through that. But I want to mention, I mean, you know, conventional doctors in a lot of hospitals, oncologists are offering immunotherapy nowadays. But what I've heard that conventional immunotherapy called is just another kind of chemo. Is that true?
That's true, because 46% of patients that are in these immunotherapies, and that's and they're accumulative. That's just on one immunotherapy. If there are two or three, well, there's usually not three, but two, those toxicity increases. So 46% of patients have to stop or abandon the immunotherapy because of severe side effects. And one of them could be severe autoimmune conditions and even death. So, and there's a small window of efficacy, which can be short-lived. Remember, by the FDA standards, if a drug for cancer extends life by 3 months, 3 to 6 months, it's approved by the FDA. So imagine that. Okay, the patient's going to live 3 to 6 months longer with this drug that has a 46% toxicity rate, and the quality of life for those who don't have toxicity, you know, significant toxicity, for sure the quality of life will not be the same. So a lot to be said.
I watched my own grandfather go through that, you know, watch him go from fairly active, not certainly very healthy, but fairly active and not in the kind of pain he was, to then going through conventional treatment and being in so much pain from the side effects that he couldn't even walk to the bathroom, you know, and it was just so sad to see. And so, and then he died shortly after that. And, you know, that's a story for so many people. Unfortunately, it's this, we're talking about extending our life 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, but if the quality of life is not improved, then what's the point, right? I mean, and that's my question. It's like, we want to live longer, but we want to add more quality of life to those.
Absolutely. And to that effect, you know, it's so important, the decisions that the patients are making. And this is why this Global Cancer Symposium is so important, because cancer is seldom a medical emergency. Cancer is seldom a medical emergency. And so there's time to do your research. There's time to look at your options, and, you know, don't just say, okay, because the guy has a white coat and all these diplomas in the back of the, you know, his office on the wall. Cancer is seldom a medical emergency. So do your research, look at your options, and then make a decision that's heartfelt. Because, you know, we have some patients that contact us, Nathan, and they're engineers, they're, you know, analytical people, and they've been researching for 6 months, day and night. And in the meantime, the cancer is growing. And so they want to have, you know, like a definite black and white answer. Remember, this doesn't happen in health and in the human being, because we're all individual. So do your research in a, you know, in a reasonable period of time, and then make that decision.
Yeah, I mean, I love that you said that. Seldom a medical emergency, right? Because really, if you're, you know, cancer for most people has been growing in the body for years and sometimes decades, right? And so it's, I guess the medical emergency would be if it's a very, very late stage cancer, it's rapidly metastasized and it, you know, you might have a month or two to live, right? That might be one of the medical emergencies. Otherwise, you have all of these years of cancer growing. So let's take some time, find out what your options are, and then choose, you know, the path that's going to work best for you.
Yeah, one thing to everyone should know is that we are integrative physicians, and so we know both worlds. We know the complementary, alternative, holistic world, and we know the standard of care, conventional world. So yes, sometimes, as you said, Nathan, we avail our patients to surgery, to chemo. Yes, I said that. We're not chemo people, but there's ways that we could integrate chemo. This is called low-dose chemo or insulin potentiation therapy. And so we always do it in the context of an integrative treatment approach, where this is the seven key principles come into play. And yes, sometimes we have to do radiation. We just had a patient from Texas come to our Tijuana center, and she is young, in her mid-40s, advanced breast cancer to liver and bone. and she's taking morphine. She comes in a wheelchair. So she's taking morphine every 8 to 12 hours, and the pain's still like a 6 or 7 out of 10. And so what did we do? We said, okay, let's get the radiation oncologist. Let's look at the possibility of radiating that pelvic area. And guess what? We did that. She had 5 radiation sessions, very focused on that area of metastasis. And now she's off of the morphine. The pain's like a 1 or 2. And we have her on like CBD and natural pain, anti-inflammatory medications, curcumin, CBD, things like that. So boy, she's walking, she's out of the wheelchair, and she thinks we're God, but we're not God. We're just doing an integrative approach. And so this is the smart way to do this, right? In combination with healthy nutrition and everything else that we know.
Yeah, that's incredible to hear. And you know, the thing I love about how you approach treating patients is you're looking at it from a holistic viewpoint. You can't, you know, separate the brain from the body or the mind from the brain or even the spirit from the human, right? It's, you can't dissect these. You can't pull out the liver and go, okay, this is its own separate thing that works all by itself. And the liver needs the heart, and it needs the kidneys, and it needs the lymphatic system, and everything works together, right? So the fact that we treat cancer as this invading enemy in the conventional world, as it's its own separate, you know, almost as if it's treated as if it's a pathogen, right? We got to get that out of you as quick as possible. Right. Not recognizing that the whole body, the whole human being is being impacted and impacting that cancer. Yes. So I love that, that's, you know, that's really what integrative medicine is about. And you talked about integrative immunotherapy. So what is that? And yeah.
I'd like to make one more point on what you just mentioned, which was brilliant. And cancer is not a thing. It's not a thing that you could radiate, that you could remove. Cancer is a process that you have to address in an integrative fashion. And that's the paradigm shift that we need to make. Cancer is not a thing. It's a process. And when you understand that process and you work on the characteristics that are embedded in that process, like you said, it could take even decades. That's been proven. It could take 10, 15, 20 years for cancer to develop and where you see an overt tumor. And by the way, Nathan, that's decreasing now. I think cancers are coming up more quickly now because of the world that we are living in with, you know, toxicity and what have you. But to answer your question about integrative immunotherapy, what we're doing here is that we are tapping God-given immune, our God-given immune system. There's basically two parts of the immune system, the quick-acting immune system that's called the innate. Someone coughs, sneezes, and our innate immune system kicks in and destroys that bacteria or that virus. The same thing is happening with cancer cells, because we're developing cancer cells, all of us, I don't know, 100, 150 cancer cells a day, and our innate immune system is doing its job. The other aspect of the immune system is the adaptive or the memory type of immune system. And that's the one that will learn to recognize that cancer cell, that virus, that pathogen, and launch an immune response. So what if instead of, you know, targeting these so-called immune receptors, the PD-L1, CTLA-4, which are short-lived responses and toxic, as we said, what if we work on the brilliance of one's immune system? What's the problem? We don't trust our immune system. It's kept us alive for thousands of years, right, Nathan? So that's what it's about. And we're upregulating T cells, which are memory cells. We're regulating dendritic cells that activate antigens. It's a very complex system, maybe too much to go into, but know that our God-given immune system is really what can make it or break it in combination with everything. And our immune system protects us from a cold to cancer and everything in between. So especially now in 2020, to decrease our risk of getting any infection and cancer, we have to upregulate our immune response.
Yeah, that's key. I mean, I know Dr. Thomas Lodi, who we both know really well, who's in my film as well, Cancer, the Integrative Perspective. One of the things he says in there that's always stuck with me, and I know you teach this as well and many others, but he says, there is a cure for cancer. It's called the immune system.
Yes.
And you know, the reality of that is if we have a fully functioning, fully capable immune response, our immune system is running the way it's supposed to run every single day, we're not going to have cancer, right? It's our body's designed through the immune system, through our lymphatic system, through, you know, as you said, the T cells, the dendrites, the B cells, all these different functions to eliminate cancer cells from our bodies. But most people, unfortunately, have an immune system that's running on half power, right? They're toxic overload, they're too much stress, fear, anxiety, they're not exercising or doing any kind of fitness, you know, an hour a day, which is the minimum recommended, by the way, by the American Heart Association, an hour a day of strength training, cardiovascular training, balance training, etc. I cover all that in my upcoming masterclass called Becoming Cancer Free. But the point there is, you know, people are not or eating diets that are toxic that lead to cancer, the carcinogenic, right? They're not. So the immune system's getting impacted negatively by all of these lifestyle choices, and then cancer is inevitably going to show up. So what you guys focus on is really helping people upregulate their immune system, and which is fantastic. What are some of the, in addition to, you know, the integrative immunotherapy, for example, what are some maybe free things or low cost things people could do on their own or with your team that can help them to, you know, increase their immune system function?
Number one is to get educated, because people need to know. People need to know the importance of why this must be done, right? So that's number one. So at that end, some of the notes I have here is please sign up for our emails. We have a lot of educational videos and information. Some are longer, some are shorter. For example, the sugar-free cancer, right? Just a simple question. I have a 15-minute video on that, the sugar-free cancer. Watch Nathan's, you know, expose of videos and information that's out there. So education, that's where it starts. Look at webinars. Sign up for my webinars. I do a webinar every other Friday. We started this when the COVID situation, you know, took root, maybe February, March in the U.S. And we've had 32 webinars packed of information, wow. You know, packed. What, I mean, one of the things we need to do adamantly to improve your immune system is concern yourself about your oral health. If you have periodontal disease, if you have stuff happening with your microbiome in your mouth, your systemic health is compromised. So floss, brush, and water pick, and use healthy mouthwash. I mean, things that are simple to do that you could do on your own.
Toxic-free natural toothpaste or tooth powders too, right?
Absolutely. A quick recipe that everyone can make for a mouthwash, which I love doing, is you put half a cup of xylitol in powder. You put 2 teaspoons of baking soda, and then you put oils of your choice, 2 drops, 3 drops of different oils, essential oils. And
like,
then you put that in.
Or peppermint or cinnamon.
Exactly. And you put that in 500 milliliters of distilled water. You shake it up and you have it there at your in your sink. Every time you eat, you know, rinse your mouth. It's cost effective. It's like you say, things that you could do at the house. So that's important. Look at podcasts, look at conferences, YouTube. There's so much information. So the free things that you could do, it starts with education and having a positive mindset. Because Nathan, when you talked about, you know, upregulating the immune system, and if we have a good immune system, cancer doesn't exist. That's totally correct. It starts in the mindset. We have to believe and we have to know that that is what the immune system is for. And so that thought, and remember, we're information pathways. And so we need to have healthy thoughts. I always say a negative thought can kill you faster than a bad germ. And so we need to empower ourselves with healthy thoughts. And this is not what's happening now in 2020, right? So wake up, everyone.
You know, I heard recently a joke, but also quite true, that someone asked, you know, the Amish people, they said, hey, why aren't you guys afraid of COVID? And they said, because we don't have TV.
Exactly. That's right.
They're not getting in. And it's not to discredit or to put down, you know, real people who have died from the virus. The point being is that if you're watching the news every day, you are being excessively overloaded with constant fear, worry, anxiety, which is doing no service to your immune system whatsoever.
Yeah. And remember, the viruses, whatever it is, SARS-CoV-2 or any virus, they resonate at very low frequencies, like 0.5 hertz. And if we are resonating, if we are in love and gratitude and healthy thoughts and emotions, love has a frequency of like 250 hertz at the least. And so a virus or a cancer cell cannot make its residence in our body if we have a high vibratory sense and we're resonating on a high frequency. And so it starts with the thoughts.
So powerful. It's so true. I mean, you know, our ancient civilizations, our spiritual texts are, you know, have known the power of compassion, love, gratitude, all these practices, these mental, emotional states that are choices. We think, you know, my anger, my depression, my sadness, it's happening to me. But what we have to learn is actually it's coming from inside us. It's from within. And we have to learn to dissolve those limiting belief patterns, right? We have to learn to heal and resolve our emotional traumas, many of which we've all gotten since we were children, including myself, that I've been resolving and dealing with and dissolving for 15 years. And we have to then reinstill new positive, healthy, mental, emotional practices that keep us in that higher resonance that you're talking about, which our ancient civilizations have known for thousands of years. Our modern science, as you're saying, through Hertz, can actually measure these states that turn on our immune system, right? It downregulates our fight or flight response, activates our healing, our rest and digest state, just by sitting and feeling, you know, meditating or prayer or sitting, you know, in gratitude for 20, 30 minutes at a time. All of these things activate the immune system, and they're free, right?
Exactly, they're free. And remember that these are okay, because these are God-given emotions and feelings. It's what we do with them. It's we bury them instead of letting them go, then that's where the problem is.
Beautiful, beautiful. So what are some of the most effective, let's say, middle to upper cost treatments that people can do? And maybe some understanding of, you know, what kind of financial planning do people need to be aware of?
Well, the first thing I'd like to mention is my book, to answer your question. And I happen to have it here, Nathan. It's, as you mentioned, Hope for Cancer.
It's a great book. I encourage everyone to read it. Absolutely.
7 Principles to Remove Fear and Empower Your Healing Journey. And the reason I mention this now in this part of the interview is because there are low-cost things, therapies, things that you could do in this book. And as you mentioned in the intro, this is a beautiful reference book, not because I say it myself, but because I say it myself. it's a beautiful reference book. And you know, the 7 key principles, where we're talking about non-toxic cancer therapies, oxygenation, nutrition, the microbiome, not only the internal microbiome, but the external microbiome that we're exposed to, the immune system we discussed, the detoxification, making sure that our channels of elimination are open so we can detox. And of course, the last but the best one is the behavioral, emotional, and spiritual therapy that you've talked about. And so in this book, you'll get a lot of information with low cost, some medium cost. So according to my admissions team, because I had to get some information from them to answer this question for you, Nathan, mid-cost options are, for example, to come to the Hope for Cancer Center for 2 weeks instead of 3 weeks. Our program typically is 3 weeks. After the 3 weeks, the patients go home with a 3 months home program. Wow. So it's 2 weeks plus a 3 months home program, which is quite robust. Mm-hmm. We have a home program support staff that there's two doctors plus other staff in that department. And all they're doing every day from Monday to Saturday is calling patients. Hey, Nathan, how are you? Hey, Maria, you have any questions? Are you following your therapy? So that's what we do, because it is our responsibility to empower you, not only the 3 weeks that you're at the clinic, but while you're home. And then after the 3 months, patients come back every 3 months for a checkup and a reevaluation. So instead of the 3 weeks, a more medium, mid-cost will be considered coming for 2 weeks, right? Or depending on your situation, maybe you were just diagnosed with cancer, or maybe you are in remission because you did conventional therapy. And that's, you know, remission, it's a crazy word, right? We could talk about that if you want. So if that's your situation, you can potentially come for 1 week, learn more, start some protocols, and continue them at home. So the point here is that we want to work with you. We want to empower you. We want to educate you. And guess what? This is for you cancer patient, but this is for all of us, because six of these seven principles apply to all of us. How many times have we gotten like so many thank yous and just really nice words? Hey, after being at Hope for Cancer, I went home and now my husband is eating different. He changed his nutrition. He feels better. He's sleeping better. His blood pressure is better. Oh, my son, you know, my family, my friends, people in my community, the church members. So this is taking it forward, right? Because you did not get cancer or this diagnosis of cancer because of an accident, because you deserve it, because God gave it to you, which is what some oncologists have told our patients when they say, hey, doc, why did I get cancer? Oh, you deserved it, or you did something wrong, or, you know, God gave it to you. And then they said, and then they asked the question, is there cancer in your family? And then if the patient says yes, that's why you got it. So are you doomed because your father, mother, aunt, cousin, uncle had cancer? Absolutely not. But if the patient says no to that question, is there someone in your family with cancer? Then the oncologist, well, he doesn't know. They sometimes said, oh, it's bad luck. Can you imagine that? Right. It's not bad luck. So those are some mid-cost ideas, Nathan.
What's a range? Just a range on pricing. Obviously, all those things.
Yeah, and I like to say that I'm not the financial person, so right. These numbers are, you know, and for that you could call the admissions team. But anywhere from 15,000 to like the high end, maybe 35,000. But remember, this is 3 weeks of intense therapy, blood tests, many things that are included, devices that you go home with. And then the 3 months home program is included in that with the follow-ups and the every 3 months return for checkup. That's all included in that. So you have to see the big picture.
Yeah.
And you're
teaching diet and lifestyle shifts, right? You're actually
absolutely
teaching people how to live a more cancer-free life, which is absolute key whatever therapy or center or treatment, whatever you do. I want to encourage people listening, you know, whether you go to Hope for Cancer, you do things on your own, or you go to a conventional doctor, whatever you do, make sure that your treatment includes those steps. How to make your body inhospitable to cancer, right? Like say inhospitable to cancer. Like you have to learn the steps to make your body stop making cancer. And if you don't learn those things, it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to be like so many unfortunate people that cancer comes back 4 years, 10 years later with a vengeance.
Yes.
And it happens to so many people. I know you see so many of these patients come in at stage four. They've tried everything. They were even in so-called remission. As you said, medical remission is really just, they say you're cured or you're in remission if your cancer doesn't grow anymore, right? Within five, like you're cured if you live past 5 years. mm-hmm. but you still have cancer. Doesn't like make sense to me at all. To me, like being cured of cancer or saying like, yeah, I'm cancer free or I, you know, don't have cancer any longer is like your body doesn't have cancer anymore. Right. But that's not the medical definition.
And there's a limitation to medicine. There's a limitation to what we could do. The Marquee test to detect cancer cells or cancer areas in the body is a PET CT scan, a combination of a PET scan with a CT scan. Mm-hmm. However, that's not going to detect the cancer stem cells right. or the circulating tumor cells that are minute. They're low in number. And so, you know, we have to look at the integrative approach, as you said. And one thing, just to reinforce your point here, Nathan, is one out of every three Americans will have cancer sometime in their lifetime, females, and one of every two men will have cancer sometime in their lifetime. And statistically and analytically, they estimate that by 2030, every American will have cancer sometime in their lifetime. So we need to avail ourselves to this information. We need to be proactive, because no one's going to do it for us, right? And so the information is out there. And when is the best time to start? Today? Not mañana, like they say in Mexico, or mañana, like they say in other countries. It's today, right? Empower yourself today.
Well, I have to say, I mean, you know, at risk of this sounding like an ad for Hope for Cancer Center, which it's not. This is an educational, informational interview, and I hope people are getting that and getting, you know, the hope out of this that's meant to come from this is, you know, 15,000 to 35,000 to whatever that range is for weeks of hands-on integrative treatment and months of at-home support and lifestyle shift is a drop in the bucket compared to if you were going to conventional medicine, where all they're going to do is give you drugs or chemotherapy or radiation, right? Or surgery, which can be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you still will not have all of the support you need to stop making cancer in your body. So, you know, if you compare those two, it's like, it's not even comparing apples to apples. They're two totally different things together. And I think that's fascinating. And I love that that's, you know, what you guys do through your center is really help make truly life transformational integrative cancer therapies affordable and accessible to people. And I do want to just mention this little piece too, which is so important. I go in depth in this in my masterclass that's coming up later this year. But what I really encourage people to take a look at is, even if you go down the path of integrative or natural therapies or whatever you choose, and your cancer doesn't ever go away, right? But it stops growing or stops spreading, or it actually doesn't become a problem for you. Like, most cancers actually don't have any symptoms, right? There's like no conclusive set of symptoms that you can really identify. Maybe some cancers, but most, or especially in their early stages, really don't have symptoms. So you're, as long as your quality of life stays at a level that is enjoyable and can even improve because you have more function, you feel better, you have more energy because you've changed your diet, you're doing these integrative therapies, you can think more clearly, you have more purpose in your life, right? You have a deeper spiritual connection, and you add more years to your life and you add more quality of life to those years, then it's not necessarily about this cancer has to be out of me. It's, wow, I've just extended my life and improved my life overall. And I think that, you know, for a lot of people, just that alone can be so hopeful, mm-hmm. because not everybody's going to totally, you know, remove their cancer, right?
So important what you said, Nathan, and I'll give you an example about that so we could have something palpable. However, before I say that, remember the word for cancer, what do they use? They use tumor, they use mass, they use lesion or a nodule. Or a lymph node, right? And so these, if you have a mass or a tumor or a lesion, 100% of that is not cancer. There's some part of that mass or tumor that's malignant and another part that is benign or necrotic. So we have a patient from New Jersey, young lady in her late 30s with triple negative breast cancer. From a conventional mindset, that's one of the most aggressive cancers because they don't respond to estrogen manipulation, progesterone, or HER2. These are receptors, again, on the cell surface of these cancer cells. They don't have them. So you don't know what is driving that cancer. It's not estrogen, it's not progesterone, and it's not that HER2 gene. And so these are called triple negative breast cancer. So she's been with us 6 months, a year, year and a half, and because there's so much pressure, and she still has a mass in that breast, which is, if I'm not mistaken, the right breast, which is the male side. The right breast is associated with the male side for a right-handed person, and the left is the niche, the mother's side, the mother-child. And so this patient, right side breast cancer, and she still has a mass, and it's been about a year and a half. She still has a tumor there, but she's, like you said, great quality of life, functioning nearly 100%. Who functions at 100%, right? So no one does. So she's functioning nearly at 100%. But her brother-in-law is a neurosurgeon in a state in the Northeast. Her other in-law or something is another medical doctor, and they're pressuring her, get the surgery, get this removed, get the surgery. So she succumbed to that. She had a mastectomy. And now that's complete removal of the breast. Yeah. And guess what, Nathan? The pathology report was negative for any cancer cells.
Wow.
So although she still had a tumor or a mass there, but with our therapies and everything that she was doing, her mindset and everything, it was just a dead mass, and the body hadn't been able to remove it yet.
Right.
Maybe she would.
Most likely would have over time, right?
Right. Yeah. So now she's missing a breast. She's a young girl. And, you know, the emotional stuff with this, and the story goes on. But she's, and now she had a PET CT scan. There's no evidence of disease or cancer anywhere. And so this is a palpable example, and I could give you dozens and dozens more, but this is very real.
So the mindset. She was a patient of yours that went through the integrative treatments.
Yes, she went to integrative therapy at Hope for Cancer. And like I said, 6 months later, she's feeling good, a year, year and a half. And that's when she started getting pressured by her medical, in-laws, because she had that mass there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that story, because it's really eye-opening for people, right? That it's like, look, if we really treat our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our emotions as this holistic, this integrative, this integral, right? If you understand integral theory, for example, whole human being system, and we treat it that way, our results are going to reflect that. And in most cases, those results are going to be very positive, right?
Very positive.
And those results are going to be different for everybody, and that's key. But I love what you said, which is so critical, is keep educating yourselves. Listen to as many of these interviews on this Global Cancer Symposium as you possibly can, because we go into so many specific things that you can do for yourself and your family. Go to Dr. Tony's website, hopeforcancer.com. Get his book. Join their newsletter, right? Start consulting with his team. Go visit them in Mexico, right? Go to one of their clinics. Do whatever you need to do to get the education and the support you need to really help you on your healing journey. And what I always recommend to people, and this is something that served me really well in my life when I've been facing really, very devastating challenges, and even not having gone through cancer myself personally, I've gone through some pretty intense life-threatening challenges. And so, I know this works for me. I know it works for others as well. Is when there's a really important decision that has to be made, I sit quietly, calm myself down with some really deep breathing, close my eyes, go into a type of meditation prayer, right? And in that state of calmness, I start asking my questions. What do I need to know about this? Who do I need to contact? What are the things I need to learn? Source, God, universe, please guide me to the right information, the right people, the right sources. I'll ask for guidance. I'll ask questions. I'll do those things. And what's happens every time, either in the moment or over the coming weeks and months, is all the doors start to open, right? I get the phone call, I have the interview, I talk to the person, I show up here, there's a bumper sticker that's like, oh, that's what I needed to know, or what, right? Those aha moments come, those inspiration from spirit come, but you can't get those answers if you're waking up every day watching the news and you're freaked out and you're angry and you're upset or you're scared. Those answers will not come in that state. They simply won't. All you will get is answers that are associated with fear. And fear always has a negative result compared to if you're coming from a state of grace or peace or gratitude or love, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just so important to really, really do that. And I know that's, you know, a lot of the work you do as well with patients is really help them get to a mental emotional state where they can heal mentally, emotionally, but also to make better decisions for their health and their well-being.
Wow, Jason, Nathan, I couldn't have said it better myself. Being still and finding that inner knowledge, and some of us might call it intuition, something told me, or, you know, I tripped over something. No one comes to Hope for Cancer by accident. Mm. That I know. I don't believe. I know. No one comes to Hope for Cancer by accident. They're brought there for a higher reason. We had a patient from Botswana in Africa. It took him 4 days to get to our treatment centers. Four days in Botswana. The road was flooded. He had to take a canoe. He had to take a horse or something. I mean, it was crazy. 4 days. And we have patients from all over the world. And the stories upon stories of how in that moment of stillness that you're mentioning, Nathan, that they were led to us. And it's so powerful, because at that point, it is what they need to do. And we should trust it. We should trust it, and we should follow and be obedient, because that's never wrong, as you mentioned as well. So trust that. Remember earlier I was saying that do your research, but it has to come from the inner being, right? And once you're there, you see yourself on top of the mountain victorious. You don't see yourself in a coffin. You see yourself victorious, and you start that, because the mind, the soul, and the body are corruptible. And that's where negativity and trauma and fear can happen. The spirit is incorruptible, because that's the spirit of God, the spirit of the higher being. And so, you know, we need to really work on that mind, the soul, and the body, and the spirit will guide you.
Yeah, beautiful. What a great place to wrap up the interview. I want to thank you, Dr. Tony, for all your great work, all the pioneering in the field, all your commitment, your dedication, your compassion, your love for your patients, for the work you do. Thanks for sharing, you know, these great things that people can do to, one, deal with fear, but two, to start recognize, you know, there's a lot you can do on your own, but also, you know, with some little bit of financial investment in your own health, there are some really powerful things you can do through an integrative approach as well. So I just want to say thank you. I want to honor you for all your great work in the field, and thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nathan. It was my pleasure. Remember, we could give you more information, as you said, at Hope for Cancer. There's many possibilities where the finances should not keep you from getting the best opportunity to heal, and you could do it.
Fantastic. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in here to the Global Cancer Symposium. Make sure to share this with friends, family, colleagues, anybody who needs to hear this life-changing information. And also go visit hopeforcancer.com to learn more about working with Dr. Tony and his team, pick up his book, join their newsletter, again, hopeforcancer.com. And I encourage you to take a look at healthandhealingclub.com. You can learn more about joining our global membership dedicated to getting to helping you get and stay healthy. Again, I'm Nathan Crane. I wish you all ultimate health and happiness. Take care.